I'm Alison McBriar. I'm the Associate Minister at St Andrew's and St Marnock's Parish Church, and I'm based at the Howard Centre in Kilmarnock. This idea came from Jill Hendry, who is one of our Crafts Zone development workers. On a Sunday afternoon, we volunteers from different denominations, not just the church here, come and provide a two-course hot meal and worship for people who are on the margins of society for whatever reason, many through homelessness or because they have addiction problems. And that's called Broken Chains, and it's been running for about 6 years now. So Jill thought it would be good to provide some necessities of life for the people who come to Broken Chains, but also some luxuries as well for them. So we asked for things such as toiletries, toothpaste, deodorant, warm hats and scarves and socks, but also things like chocolate, sweets, hot chocolate. And we looked for foodstuffs that people could prepare with only hot water, because not everyone has cooking facilities, but most people would be able, we thought, to get access to a kettle. So we asked for things like pot noodles and kappa soups, things that can be made up with hot water. We're hoping it'll let them show that people think about them, that people are caring about them. Very often the people who come along to Broken Chains, and people who come to our cafe as well, they get tokens. St Joseph's in Hill Street give out tokens on a Wednesday to people, and they come in here on a Tuesday and a Thursday and they get something to eat. So much of their life is spent looking for the kind of basic means of being able to live. And we thought at Christmas time it was important to show that people cared about them, that people wanted them to have even a small bit of luxury in their life and something a wee bit extra. We couldn't function without our volunteers. Broken Chains are always looking for volunteers to come along and help out in the kitchen and help out front of house, just chatting to the people, serving food, preparing the food as well. So, yeah, we're always looking for new people, new faces to come along and be part of this.